This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. My dearest sisters and brothers, just like the blink of an eye, already Ramadan is about to leave us. The month of mercy and forgiveness. The month in which Allah saves more people from the fire than in any other month. The Prophet ﷺ told us that in every night in this month, there are people who Allah frees and saves them from the fire. وَلِلَّهِ أُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَذَٰلِكَ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ. So we need to ask ourselves the honest question. What have we really done so far to be from those who are saved in this month? And I know that this year, many of us have been, you know, extra busy with lockdown, trying to balance between looking after our kids, homeschooling, extra mess to clean up, extra financial worries. And so as a result, maybe we haven't had the chance to focus on this month in the way that we would have hoped. But alhamdulillah, the good news is that, you know, from the mercy of Allah, He saved the best part of this month to the very last. And we still have the last couple of nights of this month to do the best that we can, inshallah. And especially as from the most likely nights to be Laylatul Qadr is tonight, inshallah. And one of the greatest ways and, you know, easiest ways to be from the winners of this month, even if you're not able to do a lot of other acts of ibadah, is to give sadaqah for the sake of Allah. And to ransom yourself from the fire of the next life with your sadaqah, with your charity. You know, just like when a captive is taken by an enemy, you pay a ransom to free that captive. So we need to ransom ourselves from the fire of the next life through our good deeds and seeking nearness to Allah in this month, inshallah. Because the Prophet ﷺ told us that a day is coming where ma minkum min ahadin illa sayukallimuhu Allahu laysa baynahu wa baynahu turjuman. A day is coming when there's not one of you except that you will stand and talk to Allah Ta'ala, and there'll be nothing in between you and Him from a barrier. And so one of you would look to your right and you would not find anything except that which you have brought with you from deeds. You look to your left and you find nothing except what you've brought with you from deeds. And then you look in front of you and all you find in your front of your face is the fire. That's why He told us, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. You know, save yourself and protect yourself from the fire, even if it's with half of a date. So subhanAllah, we need to, you know, ask ourselves how much will we be ready at that moment, you know, to save ourselves and, you know, ransom ourselves from the fire of the next life when we see it. May Allah protect us all and our families and loved ones. But what this hadith does show us is that, you know, even if it's by giving something so small like a date, that, you know, you can save yourself. And I know a lot of people right now are facing financial difficulties. But one of the beautiful things this hadith shows us is that, you know, don't underestimate even the little you're able to give for the sake of Allah. Because it could be that very small amount that you give sincerely for His sake that saves you on the day when a person will be ready to give even the whole world and everyone you loved in it just to save yourself from the fire of the next life. There's a story mentioned in authentic hadith in which a lady came to the door of Aisha radiallahu anha with her two young daughters, and she came asking for food. You know, they were so hungry, and so Aisha gave them three dates. And so that lady gave each of her daughters a date, and she was about to eat the third date when suddenly, you know, she broke it in half and she gave the last remaining date to each of her daughters. And so when Aisha radiallahu anha saw that action of that woman, she was so surprised. You know, she was amazed by, imagine this woman, she's so hungry, but she still preferred her daughters over herself. The Prophet ﷺ told her that, you know, she has freed herself from the fire through that action. So we need to realize that the sadaqah you give will come like a barrier on the day of resurrection that, you know, prevents you and, you know, protects you from entering the fire. And that's why, my dear sisters and brothers, especially tonight, you know, give whatever you can, because as Allah tells us that true success is not about how much you have in this dunya. You know, ultimately true success is not about how much you've achieved or how popular you are. In the end, true success will only be if you have saved your soul from the fire of the next life and you enter safely into Jannah. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. So the one who saved himself from the fire and entered Jannah is the one who has won. And what is the life of this world except a passing enjoyment? So I ask Allah Ta'ala to make us from those who He saves from the fire in this month. May He save and protect all of our loved ones, you know, forgive us for our sins, and unite us all in Jannah al-Firdaws al-A'la. Allahumma amin. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.